Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, well, yeah.
Sparkle, quick, take a look before my daughter runs out.
Mom always jumped up like a pigeon whenever she saw one of our neighbor's kids on TikTok. And she just loved comparing me to other kids who showed off their talents on social media.
Did you hear her voice? She's definitely going to be a star one day. Don't you want to be a star? All these books you're reading is not going to make you famous.
Books give me knowledge, Ma. There is nothing more important than knowledge.
We should be proud that our daughter is a genius.
Shh.
Do you want everyone to know that our daughter is a Miss Know-It-All? You know Mr. Mafia runs this town. If he finds out that she can calculate sums faster than him, we will be humiliated in front of the entire community.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sparkle from the Philippines. Please like and subscribe to STA, where the best storytelling is made. Because I was born a genius, my teachers loved me to bits, and sometimes even let me lead their classes. I simply loved books, learning and teaching other kids. But not everyone was interested in books in my hometown. Being popular on social media is what everyone wanted.
Hey everyone, take a look at the new video on TikTok.
Hey, phones away. If you want to pass the test, pay attention to Sparkle. Her method is actually simpler.
Many kids looked up to me in school and had a lot of respect for me. But there was this one boy who always got on my last nerve. He was the son of the big bad Mr. Mafia who ruled our hometown. During recess, or whenever he saw me, he was a pain in my neck. And his name was Tiger. Like, who names their kid after an animal?
Hey, smart girl. I have a ton of homework due on Monday. You can do it since you're the smart girl.
Hey, Tiger Breath. I'm not your servant. Ask your dad to hire a tutor, since your family takes 20% of everyone's hard-earned money.
Hey, how do you know what my family does?
It doesn't matter. I am the smart girl after all, so I guess I know everything.
Well, if my dad finds out that you're acting too smart for your shoes, there will be a price to pay.
Tiger's dad was a big businessman in town, and everything he did was against the law. He disliked anyone who knew more than him. And his bimbo son kept blackmailing me to do his homework, or else he will tell his evil father that there is a genius in town. I couldn't risk that, because my dad, who worked as a fish packer at the local fish market, would lose his job. I loved my dad so much, and would do anything to protect him. Mom was always so negative towards dad because of his job title, the fish packer.
The air was fresh as pie while you were slaving away at that fish place. When will we ever buy a car like them folks across the road?
Why do you always have to compare us to everyone else? Maybe if you could appreciate what you have, a car will fall from the sky.
Oh, my family was right about you. You will always be nothing.
Well, at least I try my best to pay for everything.
Why do you have to be so mean to Dad? He just got back from a long, tiring day.
You and your father are the same. I'll never be happy in this family. Unless we start our own show, like the Kardashians.
We're just a family of three, and plus
Plus, I don't want to be famous.
Fine. Maybe I should start shopping for a new family.
Oh. When I finally fell asleep that night, I shot my eyes open again at the sound of screaming outside.
Hope the freaking flies is up with these idiots.
Everyone stepped outside of their homes and followed the ruthless gang, because this was Mr. Mafia's way of calling a meeting in the middle of the freaking night. So we all stood around looking like puppets waiting to hear what the beast had to say.
Good evening, good people. I am sadly here at this hour because someone from your neighborhood forgot to pay their taxes.
Anger boiled up in me as this man spoke. He had no right taking from all these innocent people. Everyone remained silent.
Fine. If the culprit will not present himself in the next 5 minutes, then no one will sleep tonight or until the poison comes forward.
I took deep breaths to hold myself from speaking my mind, and then a nerve struck, and I couldn't take it any longer.
The hard-working people already pay their taxes to the government. If we all stand together and lay a complaint to the High Court, Mr. Mafia will be charged with treason.
Dad held my hand, while Mom held her head in shame, and then the wicked Mr. Mafia stood face to face with me.
You're just a little girl. How dare you disrespect me?
You disrespect every one of us every day, Mr. Mafia. I know what's right and wrong, and what you're doing is beyond wrong.
Please, forgive my daughter. She has this condition where she just opens her big mouth.
So you think you are smarter than me, little girl?
I'm actually born a genius. So yes, I do know a little more than you.
Fine. If that's the case, I'm sure you can stop being the breadwinner of your family. Because as of tomorrow, your fish-packing father will be jobless.
How will we survive now, Miss Genius? Come on, let's go back home.
But he hasn't dismissed us.
It doesn't matter now. I don't have a job.
I felt bad for Dad, but I knew if I could use the school computers, I would be able to find Dad another job on the internet, out of this town. This was not the end of the road for us. The next day, as I tried to enter the school gates, I was stopped by the security guard.
Sorry, Sparkle. I can't let you in.
Why not? You was ordered by my dad. I told you there would be a price to pay, but you didn't listen.
I don't know. I was just trying to stand up for everyone.
Well, no one stood up for you, and now all your knowledge will go to waste.
My dad is very powerful, and he has more money than you can ever imagine. You should have just stayed in your lane.
Tiger sounded almost like an intelligent person speaking. He surprised me. I guess his dad controlled him, too. I couldn't go back home because Mom would talk too much, and I wanted so badly to help my dad find another job. As I walked in the mall, I stopped outside a glass window where there was a line of television sets inside the store, and the news was on. And then it struck me. The media! Mr. Mafia can never be more powerful than the media! I ran back home and tried to avoid Mom, but she had no mercy.
Why are you back so early, troublemaker? Do you know that I can't even sit outside on my porch and drink a cup of tea without everyone looking at this poor house? Why was I cursed with a child like you?
Oh, please, you were being so dramatic. I'm proud of what she did. That man treats everyone like a doormat. Someone had to stand up to him eventually.
And don't worry, Dad. I have a plan. Everything will be okay. Later that evening, I used Mom's binoculars to spy on our neighbors. I needed strong Wi-Fi access, something we were not privileged with. I knew it was wrong, but I had to get their password. Once their lights were off, I ran downstairs with my heart pounding at the thought of breaking into someone's house, but I managed to see a loophole. The neighbors had a window which they struggled to close, so it was left slightly open. I took a deep breath and went in.
Okay, here goes.
When I was finally inside, I was lucky to find the laptop on the dining table. And I was even more relieved when it didn't request a password. I quickly found the Wi-Fi code, and just when I was about to make my exit, I heard something viciously growl at me.
Nice doggy!
I totally forgot about their dog, and if I wasn't so busy with my books, just maybe I could have been the dog's best friend by now.
I'm sorry, doggy, but I need this code. Please let go now!
I looked into the dog's eyes, almost pleading with her, and by some miracle, she let go of me and out I went. The password worked. It was the only way for me to start my own social media platform on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. I couldn't sing or dance or do anything entertaining.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
But I could speak my mind, and this is what I did.
Every child has a right to an education. Although I was born with a brain that is qualified to be a professor of science, math, and literature, I still need to go to school. In my hometown, everyone is afraid, but fear grows because of a lack of knowledge. We all deserve the right to speak our mind.
My video went viral, and the next day when I woke up, I had reached more than 1,000 followers. And then Mom screamed out my name as if there was a fire.
Sparkle!
When I went downstairs, I found Tiger and his dad there. Mr. Mafia didn't look too happy.
What game are you playing at, little girl?
Oh, so I'm guessing you saw my social media video. Soon the whole world will know what a horrible man you are.
I think it's time you leave my house, Mr. Mafia.
Dad bravely stood up for me, and then Mr. Mafia suddenly pushed Dad to the ground, and before he could pounce on Dad, Tiger held him back.
Dad, let it go! Don't tell me what to do! Have you learned nothing from me, son? But if you leave people like this to walk all over you, then you will be taken for a ride down the pit of Loserland! You need to learn to take control!
I felt kind of sorry for Tiger. No wonder he was such a jerk at school. His father raised him to be mean.
Sparkle, I told you before my dad is very dangerous, and he can get you and your family banished from this town.
But he has already made our lives so difficult. I'm not even allowed to enter the school gates. No one will hire my dad. So how will we survive?
This is all you're doing. Why couldn't you be like all the other girls? Quiet and...
And famous? Beautiful? Naive? When will you ever accept me for who I am, Mom?
I have a plan on how to help you. Meet me at the park later this evening.
I didn't know if I could trust Tiger, but I needed any sort of assistance to get Mr. Mafia off my case. Dad insisted on accompanying me for my protection. We both waited nervously, and then Tiger appeared.
You brought your father along? You don't trust me? Of course we don't trust you, boy!
Dad, calm down. Tiger is not his dad. You're much better than that, right?
I don't know about that, but the only way you and your family can be protected from my dad's wrath is if you leave town, or you help him make more money.
I will not help your dad make any illegal money!
Yes, I second that, so we might as well leave town.
And go exactly where, Dad? The house we live in belonged to Grandma. Are there any other family members out there that will take us in?
Look, you won't be making money illegally. My dad wants to know how to trade, but we don't understand all the information or the tactics of trading.
I don't know anything about trading. And besides, your family owns several businesses. Plus, you take money from the poor. Why does he even have to trade?
That's my dad. He always wants more, and then the more is never enough.
I found it ridiculous, but after discussing with my dad, we agreed that I would help him every day after school on condition that my dad gets his job back. So after Tiger spoke to his father, he agreed to the plan and I was allowed back to school. Everyone missed me, and I missed them, and Tiger seemed to appear everywhere.
Hey, Sparkle.
What? Do you need me to do your homework?
I'm glad you're helping my dad. Everything is going to be fine now.
Okay. Are you sure that's all?
Yes. I have to go now. Bye!
Tiger acted strange, and after school when I was at his massive mansion, he was nowhere to be found. It was just me and Mr. Mafia.
So, Sparkle, did you study all the information on how to trade?
Yes, I did, and I think it's very simple.
Good. Here is my laptop. How much do I start with?
Let's start with the entry level and then see how that goes.
I allowed you into my house because my son says you can help me make billions. So let's see.
This was a lot of pressure. What would happen if I don't make enough money on his trading platform? I stayed in one spot the whole day trying to make Mr. Mafia more money.
So, how much did you make today?
$50,000.
Oh wow, you are a genius. I'm keeping you forever.
Haha, very funny. It's late, I need to go home.
My son is outside waiting. He will drive you.
When I was in the car with Tiger, he looked very uncomfortable to be around me. Something was definitely up.
Okay, stop the car.
What? Are there cops behind us? What happened?
You! What's up with you? You were weird at school, and you're weird now.
Nothing. Nothing's wrong.
Tiger, you are not your father. I can see that you want to be a good person. Please, tell me what's going on.
My dad is trying to make more money so he can buy the school land and start an illegal oil factory. And he spoke to your mom today. We will be married after we complete high school.
My jaw dropped speechless, and then anger started fuming inside me like a chimney on fire.
What the freaking chihuahua? Your dad is so evil, and I'm sure my mom gladly agreed to the wedding proposal, but I will not marry you.
Oh, is there something wrong with me? My dad always says I'm a good-for-nothing. I can be better.
Tiger, it's not you. We are still so young and their plan is so ridiculous. They can't just plan our futures like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Tiger was a boy who was put down by his father all the time. He didn't love himself. And when I moved his hair away from his face, I was taken back at how gorgeous his eyes were.
Wow, you have beautiful eyes. I never noticed before.
My dad says they're girly eyes.
No, I love them.
I wasn't madly in love with Tiger. I wanted him to know that I cared.
I can help you expose my dad for all the illegal things he's doing.
Tiger was willing to put his father in prison. I guess he too had had enough of his narcissist power trip. Tiger and I were on a mission during the Catawayan Festival to bring Mr. Mafia's corruption to an end. Tiger showed me where his father's secret office was. He started by opening an old rusty door outside a very creepy building.
Are you sure we're safe here?
I got you. I won't let anything happen to you.
I felt instantly attracted to Tiger when he sounded so brave. As soon as we were in, Tiger immediately went to the bookshelf and pulled out a tape.
My dad has been using this tape for many years to blackmail the mayor. That's how he gets away with all the crime and taking people's money. Our town is overdue for a new mayor. This right here is a recording of how the mayor spoke about the real plans he had for the people. All he cares about is himself.
How do you know about this tape?
My dad used to bring me here all the time when I was little, and when I was around 9 years old, I witnessed everything and saw where he hid the tape. He took my childhood mind for granted.
Tiger let me listen to the recording, and the mayor was planning on destroying many educational facilities so that he could make more money by building hotels for tourists. I was so mad.
Tiger, I know just how we are going to expose your father and the mayor.
Tiger and I were lucky enough to get out of that dingy place without anyone seeing us. I took him back to my place, and thank goodness the house was empty because my...
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom also loved all the festivals.
Hello, fellow citizens. Today, most of us shall receive our freedom and the bad people will be locked away. Before I show you what our mayor really feels about us, I want to say only this. Education gives you power to make a better world, and money gives you the power to control our better world. But enough is enough.
Tiger and I exposed the mayor and his dad through social media, and justice finally played its part. Our communities were no longer forced to give away their hard-earned money unnecessarily, and I could have been a doctor, a scientist, or anything I wanted, but I chose to teach. I loved sharing my knowledge and making everyone's future bright.
All right, everyone. I want you all to put your hands together for our special guest at school. Welcome, Mayor Tiger.
He sure did look fine in a suit, and as he was giving his speech to the students, he suddenly stopped and took me by surprise.
There's a new movie that came out recently. If you're free on Saturday...
Yes, I'd love to go out on a date with you.
Thank you, my first lady.